Pussy.
For shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the R.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
Me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Good.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is the Herbo.
Herbo the homo.
Yeah.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You're listening to episode 126. This is Ricky.
I already said my shit. Go.
This is Drew.
Hey, it's Michelle.
And Dark Reverend.
Oh, I forgot
we're supposed to use that name. I'm glad you reminded
me. It's not going
to
happen.
I totally
dude.
Forget.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 126. This is the second time I've said that.
We got to stop.
We're done with it.
You know, it's funny that for shizzle in the beginning is so fucking loud that when you watch like the bar chart over there of like us talking, it's like little bitty lines and then bam, like this huge
that's
ass,
Ryan.
Like, thick ass line. Yeah.
Bitch.
Exactly.
That's Ryan.
Oh. Did you get the love line stuff?
No. No, that's we cool. don't need the love line.
But we're funnier. But
what is that?
Stop. You can hear that.
Technical difficulties.
Oh my god.
Ricky's having a little
Why do I associate with myself with people under the age of 27? I don't know why.
Because they give you the bomb sex. That's what it is.
Good reason.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I guess.
We'll suck a dick up so they hit up.
Plus, I clean too. And I attempt to cook, right?
Yeah, you attempt to cook. I come home from a long, hard day at work and school. And I'm like, please just make me dinner. And I get here, and I make the dinner myself.
No.
You start it.
What happens is I start it, and then Ricky plays reverse martyr and decides to do it himself instead of teaching me so that two things happen.
Because if I
listen
don't,
to me, listen
if,
to me, listen
if,
to me.
If
listen
I
to
don't
me.
Do
listen
it,
to me.
We don't get to eat till 11:30
Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't interrupt me. Two things happen. I don't learn, and Ricky gets bitchy. And then we all eat and have an amazing dinner anyway, so it doesn't matter. Right.
No, that's not what happens.
Yes.
Anyway, I had to teach someone how to make macaroni and cheese out of the box yesterday.
Oops.
What? Yeah, Herb doesn't know how to make macaroni and cheese out of the box.
The neither does Kaylee.
On the box.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't try to make
I said, fun. Can you make me some ramen noodles? He said, I don't know how to do that.
Here's the verdict. I'm definitely more of a cleaner. Ricky is definitely more of a cook.
Okay, this has nothing to do with cleaning.
Yes, it does. Because after this? Mr. Master Chef over here cooks his shit, the fucking house is ridiculously, like, bug-bombed.
Okay, there is, like, let a me problem. Tell you. All right, so yesterday I'm showing him how to make macaroni and cheese out of the box. So he's more concerned about measuring the water that you boil the noodles in, which it doesn't matter how much fucking water is in there. You just fill it up.
Right, but it matters how many water it comes to water with the rice. What the fuck? It's the
that's
same
different.
Shit.
No,
it's not.
The rice is
different.
The water
so does the noodles. Rice is pasta.
But you don't drain rice. And you drain noodles.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Michelle.
Whatever.
So anyway, so I said, just fill the pot up. Let's start boiling. So he starts to boil. Everything's boiling, and it's time to take the noodles out. Well, first of all, I had to show him or let him know when the noodles were done, which is okay because sometimes that's hard. Yeah. I didn't throw it up against a wall or anything. I just tasted it. So then I'm like, okay, so we'll start measuring out the milk and the butter and everything for the macaroni and cheese. He's like, oh, no, I don't do that. I just throw the stuff in. I'm like, okay, so you were more concerned about putting exactly 6 cups of water in a pot to boil the noodles, but you don't care how much milk or butter you put in the stove.
Okay, so learning experience, Ricky, don't ask me to cook if you're going to bitch about it. And don't expect me to clean if you're going to make a big mess and then bitch about the food that I try to cook.
That's why they unwritten rule.
I don't think we asked your opinion.
Bitch.
I was telling my story. Thank you. He is a bitch today, isn't he?
No.
I don't have a job and I stay at home all day long and I have nothing else to do but bitch.
Hey.
Huh. Drew I feel you and there. Dom. I feel you oh, there. Not Dom anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Dom's yeah.
Drew and Herb.
That's right. I'm working three jobs now.
I know. Dom's the Mac Daddy working.
Someone's got to pay the bills. And it's not
you got to pay for all those churin you have. You have to pay for all those churin.
They just act like children. They're not really children.
Taros. So Herb and I actually had a very fun weekend. Well, we went up to Orlando. All right, Michelle, you're going to have to talk like kind of in front of the microphone so people can hear you. So
put it in your mouth.
Put lower the microphone for her, Drew.
Put it in your mouth, bitch.
So
you almost said it.
All right, so Herb and I was invited up to Orlando by our friend Kevin. We call him the Kevin the Cable Guy. And he's actually a listener to the show, too. So he invited us up on Friday to hang out with him and have dinner and stay up at a hotel room, go out to the bar or whatever. So Friday, we get up there around what time? 8? Herb?
I don't know. I'm too busy listening to bitches.
Get off Bear City, please. No.
Go ahead. I don't know what time we got there. You drove.
All right. So we get there and then we wait for Kevin to come to our hotel for like 2 hours.
Which means sex and shower.
Right. So once he gets to the hotel, we decide to go to the House of Blues in at Downtown Disney, which is really gay.
And a waste of money.
Well, we didn't spend anything, but actually, Herb and I didn't spend a damn dime. Kevin's paid for everything.
Nice. Which
okay, is awesome. Well, then that's excellent.
Which makes him the coolest person in the whole world.
Kevin's awesome.
Oh, he is. I'll have to show you his picture later because he looks like Larry the Cable Guy.
Totally.
That's why we call him that's why we call him Kevin the Cable
Guy.
Yeah,
he looks cute. I mean,
he's
exactly.
He's cute.
But the voice that comes out of that man is like completely different than what I would have thought. Like, he's a lot gayer than I thought, but it's not
southern.
Like...
He's southern, too.
Right. It's not like flamer gay, because he's like, yeah, I know I'm a flavor. I'm like, no, you're not a flamer. When I think flamer, I think Jack. You know, it's not like that. It's just like he's enthusiastic about everything.
And he's southern, so
but
you
he's
know, they...
fucking hilarious.
They elaborate everything.
Right. They talk a lot, and...
Right.
They talk really a lot, and
like
they bring
that.
Everything out.
Yes.
Wait, like
as long as you can understand them, it's cute.
Yeah.
Well, and he's fucking hilarious.
So,
he's really, really, really funny, though. Like, that's like one of the funniest guys I've met. Definitely.
We need to have him on the podcast. I wish we could. But Friday, so we go out to the bar. And we get there at 1:15, and they stop serving alcohol at 1:45, so that kind of sucks.
Which is fucking crap. When the hell did that start? I don't even
it
drink
in
that
county
retarded.
Live in. Yes,
what,
exactly.
What time
that's
did they stop
happening.
Serving alcohol?
At like
at
1:45.
At 2. What?
Where?
And then, of course, everybody leaves at 3 because it takes them an hour to figure out, hey, they're done serving alcohol. And it's like, what? I don't drink, but it's like, to me, that's crap. You know what I mean? Like, we used to have house parties till like 10 in the morning. So
what bar did y'all go to?
Parliament House.
Yeah.
That's why. You need to go to iBar.
Yeah, see, they don't allow the gays to have the same rights as straight people. So.
What?
You know, straight people can drink till 5 in the morning, but gays, they have to stop at 2 because they're promiscuous.
Oh, so you went to a gay bar?
Yeah, the Parliament House, it's a
gay bar.
Dude, there was a bear event.
There's a lot of bars.
It's a nice gay bar.
Yeah, except for the nasty hotel around it. But,
I guess. I didn't even realize, like, the bar. I went in there, like, once or twice. That's not where, like,
well, there's, like, four bars in there in
hey,
the whole
man,
establishment.
That sounds pretty good.
So we get there around 1:15, and we hoard the bar, and how many drinks do we order?
I don't know.
Herb is actually, we have pictures of Herb holding alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, they think, I didn't drink anything. I took a couple of sips of his nasty shit, and...
Midori Sours. He's like, this is pretty good.
It was all right, but it's like, if the alcohol was out of it, it'd be better.
Well, there's no reason of drinking it.
I know. That's why it sucks.
I had those the next morning.
Hell yeah.
Alcohol poops.
Well, I don't want to know.
Yep.
So we get kind of, Kevin and I kind of get tipsy, but not really a lot. And then we go home, and then we go to sleep, and then we wake up. And then Kevin actually pays for us to go to Epcot. So we hung out at Epcot for a while. Yeah, and we watched the fireworks and all that good stuff. Which Nathan, who was with him, had never been to Florida and had never been to Disney World before. So he got to see Epcot, and he was like...
Tear.
Aww.
Yeah, Epcot is really cool. That's without a doubt the best Disney park.
Was it like going ever. With a little kid that had never been before?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get all excited. Disney World.
I was excited too. I've only been there like 4 or 5 times, but it's like the best. That's the best Disney park, hands down, in the entire world.
Okay, yeah. I really wanted to throw up after I got off Mission Space though.
Because they tell not you, even because like
they tell you not to look to the side.
It's not
because
the thing spins. It's because the crappy ass like resolution on those screens is so bad. So when you're staring into like 15,000 pixels, it's like, or it's not even. It's you're staring into like 50 pixels, and it's like
it's real blurry.
And it makes you dizzy. You know what I mean? Just looking
you're like
at that.
That's Mars.
Yeah. And of course Gary Sinise is in there, and the whole time I'm like Lieutenant Dan. You know, I can't think of him as like a regular person. He's Lieutenant Dan. That's it.
So we're sitting on this ride. What is that called? The energy something.
Oh, the Ellen DeGeneres.
With Ellen DeGeneres.
It's been there for like 10 years.
And I'm sorry. Horrible. First of all, one of the reasons I hate going to Disney World is because, one, it's very crowded. And two, the crowd, for some reason, decides today is not going to be their day to wear deodorant.
It's because they're from Europe.
Or cologne.
Polar.
And
it's true.
So we're sitting on this ride, and then all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, what the fuck? And there's this little kid sitting next to me. He's like, and then he does it again.
Oh.
And again.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
And again. And the ride is 38 minutes long.
Right, and nobody hears him because the dinosaurs are like, rawr,
and then everybody's looking around at me like, it. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was nice. I said, scoot down.
Yeah.
And y'all did. So that was good.
That's all right.
So we go to Epcot, and then we go to dinner. Where do we?
Where'd you go to dinner?
Oh, actually, no. We had a hot dog from Pakistan.
Yeah, we tried to go to
$60.
Yeah, we tried to go to fucking countries, but like everything needed reservations. And I don't know why I didn't remember that. Maybe it's because, you know, I don't go to Epcot every day, and nobody tells you. So it's like we get there and everybody's like, you need reservations. So we just got food at like a stand and watched.
We
fireworks.
Had Pakistani hot dogs.
That's like the best fireworks
ice
thing
cream.
Ever, though.
Pakistani I didn't know
ice cream.
Pakistanis had hot dogs.
Well, I didn't either.
They make
we
them out of
foods.
Americans.
Or Iraqi.
Sometimes sometimes you can still find pieces of shrapnel.
Ew.
In
oh, that's
and you
bad.
Ate that?
And the ketchup is like goats blood.
We had that. And remember those two skinny girls? Like, can we share a table?
Yeah, I thought they were going to try and hit on
I was like,
me. Because it usually happens.
What about me? I was standing right next to them. They're like, whatever.
Yeah. It was
cool. Actually, I think they were kind of like Nathan also. Because Nathan was this. He's like
Nathan looks like Highlander.
Kinda. Yeah, and he has really go. Long hair, which he's cute, but I think he'd be cuter with shorter hair.
All the
he has the ponytail.
Like that, yeah.
Oh.
But it's like a little
yeah,
bit.
Out. That can be attractive.
He looks like Highlander. There you go. Mm-hmm.
So
well, Highlander, a mix between Highlander and kind of Chris Pontius from Jackass and kind of Pauly Shore, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like really, really interesting.
With the ponytail? Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it's weird.
I'll show you the picture.
Yeah, show,
hold on. I'll show you the picture.
Everybody check out the Foul Monkeys blog. We're going to have pictures of all of us on there. We had some, very, very good times. All right.
1 second. I have to get it up here.
Like, that was probably one of the best weekends that I've seen in a
and the
long
website
time. That was real good.
All right. So I'm going.
What the fuck is iGoogle, Ricky?
It's part of.
Is that the like the My Yahoo page thing that you were telling me? Yeah. Why is it iGoogle? Do they team up with Apple?
There he is, right here.
It's basically an Apple version of Google.
There's Kevin the cable guy.
He looks just like him.
Yeah, he definitely looks like the cable guy.
And then this is Nathan.
You see what I mean? Like Chris Pontius, Pauly Shore, kind of.
And then this is Igor.
Yeah, Igor's my Russian friend from New York.
He's cute.
Yeah, he was on the show.
He's
like
got a little baby face. And then here's Herb holding a Midori Sour.
It's gross. And it looks like I'm holding something clear because I'm holding it in front of Ricky's
shirt
and they're both green. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it was just water, I swear.
If I saw y'all all out together, I would definitely come talk to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we had fun. It was good. I've never been to a bear event, which most people don't realize, like, that's what was going on. And I didn't know until, like, the day before we went up there. I thought we were just going to go see Kevin and hang out and
that's
go to dinner.
That's what I thought we were doing.
And then go to SeaWorld and then come home. But we ended up staying all the way till like, Sunday.
Yeah, and Kevin paid for everything for us.
Yeah,
We had
I must
one
have said,
drink
like,
order.
I must have said, are you sure, like, 15 times this weekend? And he's like, oh, yeah, whatever, I'm a real estate agent. Ah, fabulous, blah, blah, blah.
I'm rich.
It was just like that. It was just like that, yeah.
But we went to go make a drink order at the bar. And it was four drinks and six shots, and it was $78.
I was like, ah!
Holy shit.
I was like, I can pay my phone bill with that shit.
That was just one of the trips. Of course, I paid for some of my own drinks.
Wow.
That was terrible. See,
it was awesome.
This is, it came to that point, and I was like, all right.
But there were 20-ounce glasses.
No, it was double shots. It was terrible. I was like, okay, guys.
And you have to remember, when you go to a gay bar, you get a whole lot more alcohol than you do when you go to a straight
bar.
I guess.
Yeah. Always.
Always.
Why?
Mm-hmm. I didn't think any of the stuff that you had me had sips
because the drinks are more expensive and they get really good tips, the bartenders do. So they pour more alcohol for you. And you can even say, oh, can you pour a little bit more? Sure. And they'll do it.
We have a phone call. I was like, it's reason number 527 why I don't drink. Because one drink that you bought that was smaller than a fucking Coke can was $12.
No, it was bigger. It was a 20-ounce cup.
That's terrible. No, that's terrible.
It was a good drink. It was
that should be like 64 ounces.
It was a screwdriver with Grey Goose. $12.
Yeah, Grey Goose is expensive.
Dude, what?
$2. It was a 20-ounce screwdriver with Grey Goose and a shot of a little bit of pineapple juice.
Dom, can you please back me up or something? You're thrifty.
Drinking out in public is just that way.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You're
dude,
asking the biggest alcoholic in the group to back you up against drinking.
No, not against drinking. No. Against ridiculous prices that people pay for drinking.
Well,
I would
sometimes,
like,
refuse
yes,
I do understand that.
You know what I mean?
But you're also talking to the guy that has two $200 bottles of Crown Royal.
Yep.
Awesome.
At least you get to keep it, though, and the bottle. Yeah. It's not like a plastic cup that's full of ice, and then he pours in the drink. So if you took out the ice, it'd be a quarter
of
the drink.
It was still a lot of alcohol in there.
And the fucking guy looked like Batista.
He was
hot. Or John Cena or some crap.
No, he was hot.
I do like the $20 was it 84-ounce buckets of liquor?
Hell yeah.
At Howl at the Moon.
Where's that?
Tampa.
Channel Side.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, you get like 10 straws in it.
Oh, wait, is that where Splitsville is?
How much is that?
Is Splitsville there?
20 bucks? See, there you go. There you go.
Of whatever drink you want?
They have like five different kinds.
Right.
What is it, low class alcohol, though?
Black people alcohol? Is that what you're trying to say?
You definitely taste it.
No. If that was the case, it'd be Mad Dog 2020.
What are you talking about? It'd be 40 ounces.
Or Old English.
Although I do think that they probably could have killed Drew because they're really sugary.
Yeah, they're definitely, they're all sweet. They're like Sex on the Beaches and...
Ew.
My favorite drink.
And your favorite position.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sandy pussy?
Well, you do realize that the beach isn't too far away. You get a howl.
And then you can give her a screaming 86
out bunket. And then...
And then you can give her a screaming seagull.
No.
Oh, wow. Monkey sex.
Together forever.
That's how we like it.
We have...
It just keeps going.
I like turtles.
So after the first night, we went to Epcot and then...
I like
we were just going to go to SeaWorld and then go home, but we went to Epcot and then we went back to Bear Bust, which was a lot of fun. I've never been to a bear event.
Crazy.
It was basically just like, I imagine it's just like a Suicide Girls event. It was like nobody was having sex right there in front of everybody.
But people were totally leaving the main area.
Right. Like it was around a hotel and everybody was hanging
out. I left
out.
The main area.
We were drinking, we were eating.
When did it start?
Dancing. They had like a pool.
I'm confused. And what is it?
Wait, whoa.
A gay event?
Oh. Yeah, like we're gay, big, bearish guys come to hang out and meet other people.
Fucking grizzly bears.
were some grizzly bears.
So, there was a pool, there was a stage, there was like drinking, eating, everybody was hanging out.
But when did it start, like the actual event?
Like Thursday
afternoon.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah, Thursday.
I was going to say Thursday, and we saw them at Universal when I was there.
They actually had the bear shirts.
Yeah. It's funny, they had these shirts they were selling where it's like... it said, you looked hotter on your Bear 411 profile.
I saw that one too.
It's totally true. That was like a lot of the guys there too. So
Herb was like, he totally looked hotter in his photo.
Yeah.
That's called editing.
Oh, and then Herb was
I saw a lot of people that I had talked to online. It was like, oh, hey,
Photoshop.
And then Herb was talking to a bunch of nasty porno guys.
No. Because, there's two different categories for guys. There's hot guy that, I wouldn't mind, going on a date with or, making out with or whatever.
Right.
Then there's porn star hot guy where it's
slut,
like
whore.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking gorgeous, but never
syphilis filled asshole.
I told this guy, there's probably like this guy that probably people know who listen to the show. This guy Brant Bear, he lives in Orlando. He's
slut.
A big porn guy. He's really good looking. He's really good looking, but he's a lot shorter than I thought. First of all, and I went right up to him and I was like, Brant, my name is Herb. I'm totally sober, and I have to tell you, you're fucking gorgeous, but I would not touch you. But you're gorgeous.
How did he respond to
that? No, he was like, thank you. I said, but you're gorgeous. Don't forget it. I'm just saying. And he's like, thank you. And he got all blushy and
you're
stuff.
You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous even though you have every...
And he tried to make out with me.
Every STD in the world, and you're inventing them.
Like, and he wanted to make out with me, and then Kevin, like, started to kind of kiss me and took pictures.
Oh, my God, I'm so upset with myself. Because I was like, ooh, I went and touched them with a 10-fucking-foot pole. And then Herb's like, what are you talking about? He kissed me. Kevin kissed him, and then I turned around and kissed Kevin. It was slutty. Yeah,
so
it was
Kevin and Brant made out.
Man, whores.
And yeah.
Whore.
But anyway, we had a good time. I saw a lot of people that I knew from online, and everybody – the best part was that everybody was really nice and really respectful. Everybody – there was no, like, crazy weird – I mean, I've been to regular
like
parties that were a lot more, like – you can't just like walk around and do your own thing because people are constantly bothering you or doing something. And everybody was like really cool. If you talk to them, they talk to you. If you stuck to yourself and you wanted to just look around or whatever, you know, people were very like sociable and very normal, you know.
There were some strange.
Well, there were some strange looking
there
people.
There was a 94-year-old man in assless chaps looking for sex.
Oh my God, it's Howard Stern's uncle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's just what happens online. Thank you for not bringing pictures of that.
Oh, if it wasn't dark, I would have.
Dude, we didn't even see it. I heard the flapping and I looked upstairs and it was like, oh, that's what it is.
And the chafing.
Right. I was like, wow, that's not a dryer. That's a, yeah. It was fucking nasty.
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond better kitty bar.
Commercial break.
But yeah, no. We really had a good time. I definitely, my opinion on Bear Vince
farts
has changed.
And powder comes off his butt.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus. No. My opinion, though, on the whole Bear Vince thing has really changed. I know all of them are not like that, and you can't judge any experience from one time, but I just think, you know, it's cool. And if you don't want to do anything... or you don't want to get drunk, or you don't want to meet weird people, you don't have to. You just don't talk to whoever you don't want to talk to. And I was impressed. I actually had a lot of fun. And again, motherfuckers, I didn't drink anything, and I had like the best time ever.
He had a few sips of our drinks. I think he's a little.
I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that in general. Because, you know, there's lots of people who are like, I have to drink to have a good time. And it's like, no.
I loosen up. I become more friendly.
I need to eat.
Right.
When I got there, I was like uptight. And once I need to eat something, and that's what loosens me up. Because they had like hot dogs and they had a big grill. So after I ate and I drank like a soda or something, that's what gets me loosened up. So that's like my thing. But he got really loosened up. In the bootay.
More ways than worse. Whatever.
No, we had a really good time. And, it was just nice to be able to walk away from that.
Skip
and
over.
Like,
don't talk about the
situation. I know. It was just cool to like come away from that with somebody that I care about and be like cool still and even better. I feel better about us now more than ever.
I kind of forgot. So, well, the thing is that I kind of forgot Herb was there. I went dancing
on the
dance
floor.
Will you
please not ruin my sentence?
I'm
trying
sorry.
To be sweet.
Well, it's very sweet, but I did almost forget about you.
No, he came. He was like he was like deliriously funny. It was like it was crazy. It was cool.
Like I was begging him to go to the dance floor, and he's like, "Okay." And I bring him over there, and they already have the lights on, and they're closing the dance floor.
All right, so I'm not going to say anything, but keep because people are going to this will get us ratings right here. At the end of the night, we decided not to go back to our Best Western that Kevin had also paid for. I don't know why he had two different hotel rooms in two different hotels. And I was like, Kevin, I don't want to know about your crazy
plans.
Sex shit. I don't want to know. I was like, we can stay there, but there. Hopefully nobody shows up in like a cloak and some diapers or something. I don't want
to
know.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to know, Mr.
Daddy,
Kevin.
Daddy, wipe me.
So anyway, we ended up not going back there because whenever I'm at parties and everybody gets drunk, I play like Dr. Herb and I usually help people out and make sure everybody doesn't run into the street and doesn't go do anything retarded, which is fine with me. It's just what I do. So, I got to a point where I was like, all right, we're all tired. If we try to go back to the Best Western, we're going to have to pay for a cab and this is going to take like an hour because everybody's retarded and delirious. So I was like, let's just...
I was very retarded because I don't even remember that whole process.
Right. So I was like, let's just all stay here.
But
it'll
I
be
was
cool.
still walking.
Right. So I was like, let's just all stay here. It'll be cool. Kevin and Nathan had a room at the Sheridan, which is where most of the people who were at the bear event were at, even though it was not there, but it was close enough.
Yeah.
Really nice hotel. So I was like, let's all stay here. I don't want to drive. I don't want to get to people around on the street anymore because I was already getting done with the drunkenness. So, so... I'm not going to say anything, and everybody's going to guess, oh, you guys must have had a creepy orgy. No, no, it wasn't like that at all.
Or was it?
It was more like...
I was going to say, you better not do that without me.
We'll call you up, girl.
Or.
So Nathan, Kevin, me, and Ricky all slept in a queen-size bed, and it was not a hot, sexy orgy situation. It was an uncomfortable Golden Girls not funny situation. It was like, oh, my God, I can't breathe because every time my lungs expand, it's going into someone's pelvis. Where I could, it was like, we all slept in the bed, and Ricky and Kevin passed out immediately, and they were like.
No, but you said we sat up and talked for a little bit.
Well, like, you guys were like silly stupid. And funny. It was, well, yeah, should I do it?
Yeah,
I did. Kevin was hilarious. He goes, he's like, Ricky, oh, my God, we should totally go upstairs. You guys should come upstairs. We can make like a threesome, and then like. A foursome with Nathan, and then oh my God, Herb, you should bring your friend too. It'll be a fivesome. It'll be like totally fucking amazing. I was like, Kevin, go away by the elevator, please. I'll be right there with Ricky, please. And Ricky's like, baby, we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go. I don't know. I want to go back to the Best Western. And I was like, I just go upstairs, please. So I was trying to say bye to my friend that I had met at Bear Bus, and I was like, I'm really sorry about this, but I have to go take care of my people. So. We go upstairs, and they sat in bed, and they were like, Kevin's like, oh, my God, I want to have some fucking sex. He's like, I'm so fucking horny right now. I want some sex, and I want to get, like fucked in the ass.
And where was Nathan?
He was on the computer. He was just sitting right there on the computer. You guys were talking, and I was like.
See, I don't remember.
I was sitting
at
the end of the bed, like, looking, like, just. Okay, I'm going to, okay, yeah. I was just listening, but he's like, I love like doggy style. It's my fucking favorite position, but I totally don't like it because I want to like look in somebody's eyes when they fuck me. I want to get fucked like crazy. Do you know what I mean? And Ricky's like, yeah, I totally know what you mean. I love getting fucked like that. And he's like, yeah, I need to get fucked like right now. I'm like, oh my God, it's so fucking funny and I need to get fucked and like we need to have sex and like this should be amazing and we should just take our clothes off and see what happens. And then he was like, hee, and then he laughed like a fucking elf and then he fell asleep like that. And Ricky was like, baby, you have to come to bed. You have to come to bed because I love you and I love you so much. You have to come to bed right now. And they both fell asleep and then Nathan got in bed and tried to fall asleep and I was like, I'm gonna go to sleep. So I tried to fall asleep and basically it was just a very kind of, it was really funny, but it was kind of uncomfortable in a queen size bed with four big boys except for me. Cause Nathan is not he's not a big guy. Like
he's like muscle big.
Right. But he's buff. Yeah, he's a bouncer. So, so, you know, it was like the Golden Girls.
He's very broad shouldered.
Right. It was very,
yeah.
So it was fun. And then we got up and we went for breakfast and then, and then we drove back to Lakeland, and we went to go see 30 Days of Night, which we
How
need to talk
that?
About. Well, let's
it
talk
was,
about it in
we
a
had
second.
Mixed feelings.
In a second. And then we drove to Tampa to visit our friend
I'm
Nate.
Sorry. I didn't know this was called
wait.
Herb's Foul Monkeys.
Listen. Nice. I want to tell the whole story before we forget. Yeah, I would just want to give the whole layout, okay. And then we can talk about each single thing. So we drove back from Orlando, saw the movie in Lakeland, and then we drove to Tampa to visit Nathan. Nathan, the one that's on
Nathan.
The front, like the beginning of our
Cutie.
Theme show. The one that's like, I'm Nathan. You know, that one. And we went to go see him because he moved back to Louisiana. So
yeah, it was sad.
And then we drove back here. So the entire weekend was a lot of driving, a lot of walking, and really not that much money because Kevin is a rich bastard, and we had a lot of fun.
So. And I had to, I woke up at 6 o'clock Monday morning. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be in late.
Right.
I cannot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cause I like danced for about 4 hours on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then
love
I walked
it.
All day on Saturday,
Don't
Sunday, walked all day. And then Monday I woke up and I could barely bend my leg. Damn. It was crazy. But it was fun.
Whereas somehow the night before it was apparently behind his head. I'm just joking.
Stop. Joking. My mom listens to this.
So does mine. She was on the show. So yeah, but 30 Days of Nights. I will give my opinion.
Before we go into that, can we maybe do some phone calls or something?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so they're in order.
I'm going to do my job. Hold on. The last one?
Don't play that one until we talk about it.
You can play the point at something while the computer's away from me.
Oh, this one right here.
The last one.
Yes, the one that has October in it. So, all right, this is the first phone call. I think it's from Kellen.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Kellen Arlington. I just called to say congratulations on the P.O. Box and for making Master Podcasters. And I hope you enjoy the brownies whenever you get them. They're extra special, hold the special Texas brownies. So, yeah, I hope you guys are doing good and have a good time. All right, talk later. Bye.
Did you check the P.O. Box?
No, I will be checking it in the morning or tomorrow afternoon.
Fucking nasty ass, I bet by now. Is it air conditioning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's in the post office.
I don't
know. This isn't Africa.
Shit. Yeah, but it could be like South Florida.
So, Kellen said that he's sending us some brownies in our post office box, which I know Kellen more than, I guess, other listeners. So, yeah, I'm kind of like afraid to eat anything that someone makes, you know?
Right.
It'll be okay with
Kellen. Except for Saturday night.
Oh. Oh.
Wink, wink, nudge,
shut
nudge.
Up. Shut up.
I love you, but
no. We can't talk about that.
Anyway.
So anyway, he was also congratulating me on making Match the Podcasters, which is a kind of like a game show on another podcast. And what they do is they both listen to all these different podcasts, and then one of them quizzes the other one on quotes from the podcast. So if you play this last one here, play this last one that says October, and this is what
get ready to match the podcasters.
Archerradio.com.
Hola, chicos.
This is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick. And
hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is J. Michael Haas, and you are listening to The Daily Herd.
Riding with Bill. Sit down, buckle up, and hold on.
QCast Connection with Michael and Mr. B.
Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. How are y'all doing?
How much do we love?
And Rob Nelson, Lily Magoo.
All right, so you can turn it down now. But anyway, that's their theme song. And for probably a year, I've been like, why don't you put me on your game show?
God damn it.
So, right. I know, right? Drew's dancing to the theme music.
Dude, I don't even remember anything from that Family Guy episode we just watched. But I know that it was really funny.
So,
like, I want to say something from Adam West, but I can't think of anything. But it could have fit right in right there. Go ahead.
So anyway, we're now on their game show. So now they'll be quoting our show. But it's usually only Herb and I because they get confused with all the different people that are on the show.
And they felt the need to like talk like pseudo trash about that. It wasn't trash, but it was like, shut up, dude.
Passive aggressive.
I'm just joking.
Shut up.
No, it was
hey,
cool.
You
was,
almost yeah, got, yeah, you're yeah. going to get me in trouble like Eddie Archer. Did.
No, whatever. No, no, no. It was just they were like, they're like, I don't get
they
that
were
whole
teasing
like
us.
No, I know, but they were like, I don't get that whole like multiple people thing because like I can't concentrate. And it's like, dude, all you have to know is it's me and Ricky and random people. It doesn't matter who. They're we're funny shit. So, we're cool. Shut
they're
up.
Cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're cool kids.
I have to share my opinion about stuff, you know.
So anyway, we were on their first. Well, they have the theme song, and they've already used us once for.
Watch for like off of it now.
I know, right?
Like immediately.
Goodbye. So yeah, that's it, and I think we have.
Two more.
Did you close these out already?
No, there's still two more.
Oh, okay. Play the next one. This is from some lady. I don't know who this is.
The name. Gene Pine Pussy.
Excellent.
Wilma Jean.
Oh, howdy, y'all. This is Wilma Jean Pine Pussy, South Mississippi's foremost sex expert, calling with sex tip number 1212. How to prepare your home for a sex orgy with perfect strangers. Number one. Don't forget to cover all your furniture with plastic because semen juices and vagina juices are so hard to get out of your upholstered items. I learned this from my dear old grandmother who kept everything in her house covered in plastic. I'm sure for the same reason. Number two, providing snacks and finger food is always a good idea when you're having a sex party. Just be careful to avoid hot and spicy sauces, because when they linger on the tongue, they can cause lots of uncomfortableness in your friend's offices. It'd be a shame for the only reason that your asshole was on fire, because of the hot wing sauce. Number three. Name tags, although a great idea, they don't always do so well sticking to naked and sweaty flesh. So try painting names with body art, my body paint art. What you can do is you can put everybody a nickname on their forehead and paint on there with body paint. Because you want to use a nickname, because not everybody's going to give you their real name. And those that do are probably lying anyway. Okay, now number four, the perfect sex party hostess always provides little gifts, you know, small tokens people take with them. Let's see, like a crocheted pot holders, or maybe some paper mache Christmas ornaments. Because you want them to remember that event for a long time to come. And for more than just the crabs that they got, or the painful penicillin shot they had to get. Okay. And hey, once again, this is Wilma Jean Vine Pussy with your sex tip number 1212. Have a great day.
Whore.
I like that lady.
Well, we would like to thank Miss Wilma Jean Pine Pussy for your sex tip 1000 and what was it, 32 or something?
1021, I think. 1012.
We would love to have you call in again and let us know your next sex secret or whatever that was.
Yeah, man.
That was awesome.
She kills Dr. Ruth.
It'd be a shame to know that your asshole is on fire because of the hot wing sauce.
I want a paper mache like Christmas ornament next time I go to an orgy.
With complete strangers on classic furniture.
It's happened before, Mr. Drew, huh?
I think we should host one at the House of D.
Oh, I believe that's what Halloween is. So
it'll be the House of Dick.
And then we actually have people dressed up as couches with plastic on top of them.
Oh, my God, it's fucking sexy.
And it's like they're kind of – they'll have like – they'll be like the Bukkake also.
Party.
Okay, next call. Who is it? Who does it say? Xavian. Okay. You might have to turn him up a little bit. He's a little
– He's our black guy.
He's our black white guy from North Carolina.
Foul monkeys, bitches, what's going on? This is Xavian. I'm calling, so you guys know I'm not dead. Actually, I got really busy between two jobs and I fell behind on the episodes. So yesterday I had a Foul Monkeys marathon. It's like the last five shows. It's a good way to spend the afternoon at work. Anyway, a couple things. A few episodes ago, Herb was talking about guys that are grading and stuff. I think guys that are growing great are pretty fucking hot. My boyfriend's 30, and he's already graying, but I can tell that he's going to pretty much age really well. He's going to be one of those hot dudes, like those silver daddies. I love it. Secondly, Ricky, you were talking about the trees at your school that smell like cum. We got those trees here, too, and I have no idea what the fuck they're called, but they gross me out every time. I got no problem with the cum. The trees that smell like cum just, ugh. Wow. Anyway, I got to go to work. Eat me some Mickey D's, but love the show. You guys are fucking awesome. Sorry I haven't been around, but I'm listening again. So keep it foul, keep it funny, motherfuckers, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yeah, so we're at Epcot walking out of Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which is still good even after 10 years. And Ricky's like, oh my God, those are the trees. And Kevin's like, what? He's like, oh, those trees, they smell like cum. And this little girl's like, oh my God. And like, you know, this woman's like, oh. And people were looking at us. And I'm like, Donnie, shut the fuck up.
I said, they don't know what the word cum is. They're all foreign anyway.
I was like, and we're like, well, I'm sure it's not that far from the English version. It's like cumoso or something, you know.
And then Nathan goes, I thought that smell was familiar when we walked in.
Oh my God.
Don't know. Well, that's kind of weird. Have you guys smelled the trees that smell like cum?
No.
Like at PCC, they have trees there that smell like.
It's like the same, smell. You don't have to be gay.
So gross.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that.
Well, maybe we should just slap some up on your nose so you'll know.
You should have one in the
Drew,
backyard
right now.
Just have a cum tree in the backyard.
Oh my God. For your guests.
This is gonna get raunchy.
No, I don't appreciate cum on my face.
Well, why not?
Well, you can be gay then, Missy.
It tightens the skin.
I'm just, ew. It's like that shit from Catwoman.
Instant Botox.
Dries like Elmer's glue, comes off like it too.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So are we going with calls?
That's it. Calls. That's it. People, give us a call, 206-984-FOWL. Wilma Jean Pine Pussy, we'd love to have you call back, please. We want you every week.
That was amazing.
Wasn't that great?
I also want to hear people's opinion on our next topic, which would be 30 Days of Night. We went to Tampa, or no, we in town. We came back here from Orlando, went to go see the vampire horror movie with Josh Hartnett and random people.
Which I think they could have picked a better person to play his part.
I don't know. I like the one guy who was in the big tractor trailer thingy that killed a bunch of them. He's in
cute.
A bunch of movies. No. Yeah, he's in Memento. That's how I know him. And he's in, I don't know, he's in a bunch of random movies, like random extra
porn
spots.
Watched?
Shut up! Please! I'm trying to be serious. Will you shut the fuck up, please?
Okay. Serious face.
No sex for you later. I'm going to put plastic on you.
Ooh, I'm 30. I don't need it every day.
You're going to be the couch.
You're going to be the couch. Biatch. All right, so 30 Days of Night. Here's my synopsis. 30 Days of Night is a movie about an Alaskan town that goes into nighttime for about a month or so, which really exists. I can't remember what the name of the town is. I don't want to know, so it doesn't matter. But basically, vampires or creatures like them, even though they're not, basically they're just zombies that look kind of dead, that happen to like blood and have big teeth, but they're not like vampires at all. Because they don't turn into bats, and they're not slick.
Their faces are weird.
And they're not refined.
Those could be vampires, but they look like zombies, like from 28.
Well, they don't look like zombies.
They look like dead people with big teeth and like blood.
Actually, they do kind of have a zombie look to them with the blood they leave on them all the time. Their pale skin, the way they talk, they screech.
Right.
When they see somebody, they don't...
I thought zombies go...
Well, it depends. Are we talking Rager zombies or... Chambler zombies.
Oh, see, I'm not for sure.
Exactly. They would be Rager zombies, especially with the way they attacked at the beginning of the movie. They weren't intelligent, coordinated attacks. It was just random, like you would see at the beginning of, what was it, Dawn of the Dead?
Yep. Yeah, but they got pretty intelligent in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't... My take on vampires...
We might want to tell everyone that we might spoil some stuff.
Dude,
so
whatever. It's a no-brainer movie, people.
Yeah,
don't
spoiler alert.
Fucking worry about it. Who cares?
But yeah... That just didn't really portray the classic vampire to me.
At all.
For me, a vampire is a thing of beauty, a thing that everything that humans strive to be. We want to be immortal, we want to be strong, we want to be beautiful. And
rich.
Exactly.
Yeah,
these are not. They're like savages.
Yeah, they're like beasts that
came
out of nowhere.
They're like gypsies.
Like werewolf zombies.
Right. Vampires in my mind
gypsies.
Are very, very proper, very refined, very intelligent, and very articulate. And it's like, you know, and from Romania. And I'm just joking. But they all have like, you know, a vampire cannot come in unless you invite them in. You know, there's rules. There's certain things that work on them, certain things that don't. That's how it is. It's been that like that forever, and I told Ricky after we watched that he should go and watch Vampire Hunter D, which I need to get because I still don't have it.
So
but
the rules don't apply in that movie.
Not at all. They don't turn into
bats. Well,
they
don't try anything on
them. Well, I mean, and that's still just more of a classic kind of rule, but I mean, they've really refined it a lot in newer days.
Right.
The only thing that they actually did that goes against vampire is that and also the sun. That's the only thing that I saw. I didn't see any crucifixes or anything like that.
Yeah, they didn't
garlic.
So the only thing that really made them look like vampires is the fact
the
that
teeth.
You turned after you bite them. They had teeth for sucking blood.
But that was another thing. Not all of them turned. That was,
well,
I was kind of confused about
that's
that.
Why they, well, earlier in the movie, they said that you had to, like, when they were eating, they had to remove the heads from the humans so that they wouldn't turn.
Well, yeah, but why not
but some
make
of them
turn?
That were some of them that were turning into vampires still had their heads on.
What?
No, babe.
Oh, am I confused?
The vampires
I'm very confused.
Took off their heads so that they wouldn't turn, which to me baffles me because it's like, well, maybe you guys would have kicked more ass in the
movie. So after they bit them, they removed their heads.
So yes.
Why don't they just do that the first time?
The thing is, though, they
blood.
Didn't like suck their blood. They like killed them with teeth. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It was just like.
It was gory, though.
Yeah, that does.
It was
gory.
It was from a horror movie aspect. It was a good movie. You know, it was scary. It was fast. It was like Unpredictable. Right. It was like, you know, it was kind of had that whole like Anne Frank feel to it, where it's like a lot of the movie's hiding.
Anne Frank.
So right. So there's suspense. And yeah, it was a lot like
Anne Frank, a vampire.
No, but they hid in an attic most of the time. So, but as far as vampire like mythology or vampire like connections to any of that kind of story, that had like nothing.
Very loosely.
Well, right. Usually in vampire movies, they try to multiply. They don't kill the
right.
Well, actually, like, actually, some
blood,
of the black
they're not going to kill them. They
actually,
want
in some of the backstory,
vampire.
It said that, you know, we'd spent so much time trying to make humans believe that they're not real.
Right.
That they want to kind of keep their numbers low.
Right.
So basically they tried, what they did was, well, whatever, we're going to tell it at the end because you probably won't see it anyway. Anyway, at the end, they tried to burn the town down so no one would suspect that vampires killed the people that actually everyone burned down.
Right.
Because they were in an oil area. So there was oil pipelines.
They were by the Alaskan pipeline.
And they busted open and then the oil leaked into the city and they caught it on fire.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, it was based off a comic, and I'm sure the comic is pretty cool. I was interested to kind of read it and see. But at the same time, it makes me want to go watch Vampire Hunter D, just because it's like they weren't slick, and they weren't like they were just like very sloppy. I mean, they were fast and they were good at what they did, but it was like vampires are supposed to be fucking without a trace. Like that shit comes in and like bam, like the
like
person's gone and you never
martial,
see.
Yeah, they were like martial arts.
Well, see, the thing that confused
but
me
other
is
vampires.
They,
Interview with a Vampire, didn't they seduce the people that they
right,
wanted
exactly.
to take?
Right,
so.
They always seduce them and bid them. And,
yeah, they have physical power, but they find more
intelligent ways.
Well, they take more out of it by using other means to get you turned, to capture you, to get your blood. You know, it's not just like, I'm going to rape you.
Right,
no,
it's like
I'm going to slip you a roofie. That's
Dom
how the vampire
works. Experience. He is a vampire.
That like 16-year-olds from Taco
like,
Bell.
You know what else? You know what else is funny?
I
is
take
that,
what comes to me, sir.
Well, you know what else is funny is that I never seen The Lost Boys, and we played it. They played it on TV. Like we watched it like last week. Actually, the same night that we did that, Tara came over and was really drunk and whatever. Oh, the last God. Show, I think. Whatever. So, The Lost Boys was good too, and it followed more of the vampire rules. And the whole, like, standards, but at the same time, it was like, put it this way, 30 Days a Night is one extreme, Vampire Hunter D or Interview with the Vampire is one other extreme, and
right.
Lost Boys is like heading towards 30 Days a Night, in the middle.
I liked Interview with
so,
the Vampire.
So Lost Boys to me
too.
Is like,
and
all right.
Queen of the Damned. Queen of the
oh,
Damned was
yeah.
cool.
Was
with Aaliyah,
really
she was so hot in the mm-hmm. movie, and then she died.
Like, for real.
It's so sad. It made the movie more popular.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I wish she didn't die though, because she was cool.
She was very pretty.
Yeah,
she was good.
What was her name? Akasha.
Bitch ass Rihanna would
to
totally not be
movie,
around right now.
Just so I know.
Yeah,
what
you
I'm
should see it.
Now.
But
yeah.
You're still gonna jump because there's several times that I jumped.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is very startling. They do a good job with the whole horror movie thing, but it's like
are the graphics?
It should have been some
good.
Other kind of creature.
They're real gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gory.
They're very gory.
Most of the time, it's
I like it.
Their cinematography that really outdoes
she
any
likes
of the effects.
Bloody.
Like
I like it, Lakey.
Charity was clapping whenever like people's heads were coming
out. Yeah.
That's pretty much it, though, is, like, the cinematography really outdoes any of the effects because they really film it really well. Like, you know, they make things scary based on where the camera's at and how fast it's moving, not the effects that they're doing on the screen.
Right.
So for the first, like, 45 minutes of the movie, you don't even see one of them. Like, you see what happens to the people, but you don't see what's doing it to them until, like, this one point, and then they show
I
all
I
want to
see it right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why it's so scary at first.
That's
and then
what
it's like,
she
really?
Says.
Yeah, it's still startling
it.
Later.
No.
But
I want to see it right off the bat. Just zip down.
Pull it out now.
Just pull that hose
so I know how much I'm going to hurt.
Exactly. I like it like that.
I want my pussy to throb just looking at you.
Ooh, that's gross.
But anyway, yeah, so we've done a lot of plugging for movies. But if anybody Boy. Likes vampire stuff and you've never seen anything with vampires, go watch The Lost Boys, Interview with the Vampire, Vampire Hunter D, Bram Stoker's
Queen
Dracula. Queen
oh,
Dan.
I like that
It'll make
one.
You scream.
Yeah, that's classic.
Except for it's really weird because he has that big butt head hairdo,
yeah.
Which I kind of want to do for the party, but well, I don't have enough hair for that. So it's not that funny. So what else?
So what
do
we got?
10 minutes.
What do we give it? Like a C? A C plus?
Oh, I say a B.
B. Okay.
I liked it.
Well, yeah, as a horror movie, it was good.
C minus over here. I was really, really disappointed.
Well, have you read the comic though?
Not yet.
Okay. See, that's why I need to like. When I saw Sin City, I was like, "Well, I like it, but I should probably go read the comic before I talk trash because it's like I don't know what they were going after." In my mind, it was going after like a comic book with all these characters and blah blah.
Right.
But it's like since I haven't read the comic, I don't know what they're really going after.
It does make a difference if you read it first.
Right.
I wonder if do the comics go in the same order as the movie, like with Sin City. Did the comic book go in the same order?
Like jump around?
Jump around.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so. I never actually read it.
Me either.
No, not me.
I like that movie. It was weird.
Side stories out, something like that. There's like more side stories.
Oh, they can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for getting me. I'm talking to people. I said the comic book had basically like it. I think it had more side stories in
that
it.
That makes sense.
But I think they kept like all the core ones.
And it's hard to do that in a movie to have too many characters because then you lose interest. Like,
well, that's actually what 30 Days of Night did because I read that one right before the movie came out. And they actually added a whole lot more characters. And the comic is just it's just man and wife. And they're not like some
in the town or the vampires.
It's the cop and his wife who's like the love interest in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is just
man and wife. Where's the rest of the town?
The town's there, but they're not actual like characters in it.
So the vampires are chasing them?
Yeah. Well, no, it's like I said, like they're background characters kind of thing. Like they don't.
Oh, so the vampires are killing them, but it's not part. Okay.
So the storyline.
That little girl was fucking freaky in that movie. Oh my God, she scared the hell out of me. She's like, I'm done playing with this one. She was scary. She wasn't like a little.
Do that again.
Kids or dolls in horror films. Dude, I cannot.
They're weird.
So you didn't like
Chucky
the Ring?
Scared me so bad, and I was so traumatized when I was like 11 years old that I can never again watch any doll movies.
Well, don't get into Japanese horror movies because most of them involve children.
I stay away from those. Yeah. I watched the Japanese fighting films, but not the scary ones.
Right.
The Ring freaked me out. That was the last one.
That one was the first one was weird. The second one. Meow. Sucked.
I didn't see it.
So everyone.
The only
got
part
to
I saw in the first one was when the horse like falls off the boat, and it was like the funniest scene ever. I don't know why. Didn't it fall off the boat? What happens with the horse? Remember, she's like on that boat.
No, it goes.
Ocean.
Oh, it jumps into the ocean. It
yeah,
like
it
commits suicide.
Yeah, and it was like the funniest thing ever. I thought
I
that was so hilarious.
The poor little horse.
Well,
and
not.
So
I'm no, but
I
it was just
whole,
it was so like out of place. It was like.
The whole,
yeah, I was
really,
like, what?
It really had nothing to do with anything.
The freakiest thing of the whole movie was the video that they were watching.
Yeah, and then
that
they
was
showed
so
it at
freaky.
The end, and I was scared. I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to come in my dreams and haunt me.
Right.
I
was like, God, no wonder everything went to DVD. Like, they cut off VHS forever. You know?
So was... Oh, I'm sorry.
No good.
Anybody going to see Saw 4?
Nope.
No.
probably not until it comes out on DVD.
Nope.
I'll be there on Sunday, matinee. Yo, baby, 7:50.
That's like so. That's like not even good. I mean, it's better than paying 8.
Oh, is it 6:50? Is it?
No, it's 7:50.
No, I think matinee is $2 cheaper.
No,
but he also gets the student discount.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, there you go.
Speaking of which, we need your borrow your student ID so we can use some Photoshop on that bitch.
On my student ID?
Yeah.
For what? So you all can
so
look
we can
like
can
it
have
too?
Photos. Yeah.
I'll give you my PCC one.
Oh, so
just
Halloween.
Put some glasses on, you'll be all right.
Halloween is coming very, very soon. I actually.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay,
and we have party Saturday.
Yeah, if anybody is in the area, which is none of our listeners, come to.
Although it should be more.
Right. Come to the House of D on Saturday night. We are doing an awesome party.
Maybe we should make some flyers for the party and hand them out.
We should
put them at the Black and Brew.
Maybe I should make little candy bags and put flyers in there.
Evolution. And
I'll pass them out.
Yeah, dude, let's make flowers.
I just need somebody to make flowers. Flyers.
Flowers.
Dude, I'll make one.
I need somebody to make some flowers first.
Look, I only want the beautiful people or the rich people coming.
Hey, is Misty coming?
Right,
who?
I'm picky.
Misty
that's
coming to the party?
I don't know.
Right.
So who can make flyers?
I can. We got a printer.
And he doesn't have a job.
No, we're not going to print them out. We'll print one and then take it to like Kinko's and have them make the rest of them.
Okay. We're Staples.
Yeah. So we need to have someone make a flyer for us.
I'll do it.
Can you do that, like, by tomorrow?
Yeah.
EOB?
He'll probably have it done tonight if he has nothing to do.
Yep.
You don't know Herb that well.
Knowing Herb.
If you Herb's been working on a theme song for our show for what?
I haven't been working on it. I made one, and that was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're at 54 minutes. Anybody else have anything else to say?
Well, I was going to say, what is everybody going as for Halloween?
I like turtles.
I'm going as a vampire.
Ooh.
A fat vampire.
He sucked too much blood.
As already stated, I'm going engorged. As Lance Bremner from Orange County.
And nobody contacted us about the golden
hair. Well, we're going to miss out.
We have to check the post office box. Maybe someone sent it.
All right, Drew, what are you doing?
Honestly, I still don't have mine. Did I'm still coming up with the idea.
John Lennon.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. It's just a cop-out. So easy.
I might dress up as a Mac.
Yeah, that's true.
The Mac guy. I might dress up as him.
Ew. So I can punch
and
your
then you
ass?
Could be a PC.
I think you should be the couch. Wrap yourself in saran wrap.
That's so fucking funny. No. Dude, I'm going to be the mom face guy, and it's kind of an inside joke today because nobody else knows, but basically, I was looking, or excuse me, fucking A.
Well, we can be
everyone
out.
Knows.
Whatever.
We'll be
whatever.
We can be
Michelle.
We actually had her real or her other name on the last show when she was first on here. Her boss
no, she didn't have
there.
A real one.
What? I am real.
I am a real boy.
I'm
no,
a real girl.
Michelle.
I'm a real girl.
Michelle is her
damn
real
it.
Name.
Drew, stop using the
they're both my real
voice
name.
Changer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Michelle.
So we'll beep the other one out. Yeah, Michelle. That's it.
Michelle,
that's it.
Michelle was looking at stuff online, like different tattoos, and there's this guy, and she was like, oh, it's kind of like an X and an O on his face, like right above
no
his
way.
X's and a heart.
And she was like, no, wait, it's his mom. And we're like, what?
On his face.
Right,
right
so.
His lip.
So, of course, comedy ensues because it's like, what's that on your face? It's your fucking mom, man.
It's your mom.
My mom's
your
on
mom's
your
mom's
face.
On my face.
My mom was on your mom's face last night. Right. So I'm just going to be the mom face
that's
guy.
That's how both their pussies.
Because right. I don't have any money. And
delicious.
I don't know. I'm not that much of a dress-up kind of guy. So I'll just get a Sharpie and we'll be like mom on my face.
I'm going to be Kat Von D.
You're going to be the baby.
That's sexy. That's cute.
Are you going to have
I'm
a whip?
So
I think you should have a whip.
A whip?
Or, no, a fake tattoo needle.
Oh, needle. That would be cool. I need a little tattoo gun.
Yeah.
I think a whip would be sexier.
Or you can give out fake tattoos.
Yeah, like
wouldn't
pass, out,
that be
pass
cool?
out the little water
awesome.
Ones. That would be cute.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
I'll
you
pick
should.
Them up and give them out.
And give people. And I want one.
Just pass, out,
my
pass out those little like water
I'll
ones.
On my neck
you know?
Right here that says Dad.
No one that says Papa Bear.
Papa Bear. Don't. I'm not old. Oh, call me
okay, Papa Bear.
I like that.
Pooh Bear?
No, that's really gay.
Yeah, that's too
Little
homosexual.
Bear.
Big
Bear.
Big Burr.
Burr.
And then people don't know if they're saying if I'm saying bear or beer.
Burr.
We can go with beer bear.
That
burr,
works.
Burr.
Drunk
burr,
bear.
Burr,
drunk
burr,
bear.
Burr, burr.
Drunk bear. All right, so I guess that's it.
Sounds about like it.
Visit the website, www.
Well, more.
What? Well,
ooh, just a little
well,
bit.
More.
I only got a little bit. All right, so I have thought about some stuff to talk about that's good and bad this week. The good news, believe it or not, if you do not have an Xbox 360 and you don't really care that much about the live service because it, you know, kind of is a ripoff, and it doesn't really matter
so
to you.
It's really great.
Well, yeah, but if you just want to play Xbox 360 games and you don't want to spend that much, and it doesn't really matter to you, and you have an HDTV and you actually want to make use of it since Xbox still doesn't have HDMI hookups on the back, go out and get the Xbox Live Arcade console thing that's coming out very, very soon. It's only $270, and it actually has HDMI on the back.
And 5 games.
Amazing, and it has
five games.
Live games with it, and it comes with memory already. And it's only 256, you know, RAM, but or not RAM. It's only 256 megs, but it's, like, enough for you to save games. Because when we bought ours, we're like, well, we can just use our external hard drive to save games on it. And you fucking can't. What the fuck? So you, like, have to go out and buy a $100 hard drive for
so
it.
So I'm glad we took that shit back because we paid a lot of money for it.
Right. So this
now
one,
we don't have to.
If you're thinking of getting an Xbox 360 and you don't want to pay so much money for it, go out and get that one. It's definitely worth it. It does all the same things as the other two do. It just
1 minute.
Doesn't come with a big hard drive. And I guess for the bad thing...
Spit it out.
I don't even know.
40 oh. seconds.
I don't know what I was going to say.
10.
The cum trees? That's not positive.
Trees. Don't be confused by cum trees. It's not real cum or real trees.
That alarms me even more.
You have to get it from the source. Anyway, we're done.
All right, so I want to invite everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com.
Give us a call, 206-984-FOUL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Send us stuff at Ricky Burton, Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Leave us an iTunes review. We really need them. No one's left us any lately.
Mm-hmm.
And join MySpace and Prepper Map.
Okay, one last thing. Here we go. Leopard.
Shut up. That's
Leopard,
the next.
Leopard from the new
That's the
Mac
next show.
OS.
Next show.
No, I just need to say it really quick.
Shut up. Next show.
It's bad. It's terrible.
We'll do it on the light show when you can do no more checkouts or whatever.
Okay.
All right. This is Ricky.
This is Eric.
This is Drew.
It's Michelle.
And Dark Reverend Dom.
And this is Foul Monkeys. Have a great week. Bye.